Well, Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Bruce, this was a minimum for you, do you think, that he had to give up his bonus?
Yeah, I strongly suspect, as your commenter mentioned a moment ago, that someone behind the scenes, his political advisor, said, you're going to forgo this bonus, aren't you? And yeah, he's done the right thing there. I mean, I do have some sort of reservations about the whole bonus thing generally. You know, bonuses should be there for exceptionally good results, not routine results. They shouldn't be, as they seem to be, almost automatically awarded.
And I guess the question is, and it's one we've been asking all week on Five Live, is why wasn't there a realistic plan B for services running late? Because engineering works are highly complex and they will sometimes run late, won't they?
Yeah, I absolutely agree that there should have been a better plan B and indeed a better plan C as well, as we experienced. You know, when Finsbury Park filled up, there should have been a plan C that knocked into action a lot quicker. And that's, I think, you know, where there is genuine cause for criticism of Network Rail and the train operating companies. Obviously, they have to work together to make a plan B and a plan C come together. And there's also the issue of passenger information, which was particularly weak.
Network Rail is an organisation that's moving with every year closer into the bosom of government, if you want. It was Railtrack, an almost private organisation, and as of the last few months, it's basically become a government department again, hasn't it? Do you think that's a good thing?
I don't have a problem with that. I think, you know, we've known ever since Railtrack folded that Network Rail has, for all practical purposes, been a state-owned and nationalised organisation, and it seems to be doing a reasonably good job. You know, it was coming in for praise when they fixed the problem of the seawall at Dawlish, and they're doing an awful lot of work, and there is a real issue that there's a desperate shortage of staff. There's you know, a real shortage of engineers to do the work that they're trying to do. They're even outsourcing it to India.
Will they have to pay more money for experienced hands? They've lost a lot of experienced staff.
Inevitably, if you want to get the right people, it costs a lot of money. And let's hope that Network Rail don't experience any fines so that money they desperately need to pay for talent doesn't end up back at the Treasury.
Bruce, thank you. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future.